This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album he describes as at once a throwback to disco of the 70s and 80s, but also something fresh and much needed. It's Dua Lipa's second album called Future Nostalgia. She's the daughter of Albanian immigrants raised in England. She won a Best New Artist Grammy last year, and Ken says her artistry has only become more impressive on this new release.
Future. You want a timeless song, I wanna change the game, like modern architecture, John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat, cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud, future nostalgia is the name.
Dua Lipa says she had the title Future Nostalgia before she had a clear idea of what her new album would be. The phrase was meant to describe a future of infinite possibilities while tapping into the sound and mood of some older music she loved. What resulted is a collection of very smart, snappy disco compositions that immediately stands out from nearly all current popular music for its sheer bursting joyfulness. For example, I love the crisp authority that runs beneath the dance floor theatrics of this song called Levitating.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Dua Lipa is only 24, and thus she's experiencing nostalgia for a time, the late 70s and early 80s, that precedes her birth. In some of her vocals, you can hear Madonna in her Like a Virgin period. At other times, I detect the low growl of Donna Summer. The guitars and keyboards are sometimes strongly reminiscent of the great disco band Chic. And I would say that Dua Lipa is a much better singer than Olivia Newton-John, even as she winks at a certain 1981 hit on this new song, Physical.
Go to sleep when I got you next to me.
Much of the vintage disco Dua Lipa is saluting on this album was released in the midst of the AIDS epidemic. Although Lipa recorded her new songs before COVID-19 began shutting down the world, the mood she sustains here, persistence and pleasure placed in opposition to defeat and despair, is both true to its disco roots and also remarkably timely. Time of distancing and anxiety, I sometimes find it difficult to apply the kind of intense listening I normally do in order to write and talk about music. As I go about my days, I've been drawn to instrumental music, jazz mostly, and Thelonious Monk's piano in particular, but also lots of rhythm-based pop music. George Clinton's P-Funk, Washington D.C. go-go music from the 80s, and a lot of disco. So it's no wonder Dua Lipa's new album caught my attention. It gave me a focus I needed. I'm grateful for that, just as I think a lot of listeners are grateful for Dua Lipa's reminder of how carefree we once were, and maybe yet again.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed the new album Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa.